Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about how some narcissists struggle to fall asleep at night. Why do some narcissists stay up late every damn, see, like every night? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So boom. Welcome back. Yes. Why can't some narcissists sleep at night? So this is going to be a little off topic right here, because I know what you normally hear in the realm of narcissistic toxic abuse, narcissistic relationships, you hear about sleep deprivation, how some narcissists will keep you up at night, right? You'll hear about the sleep deprivation tactic where narcissistic people, or sleep torture, well, they will literally keep you up at night to argue, fuss, and fight, especially when you have something important coming up, especially when you try to hold them accountable. They just refuse to let you go to sleep because you hurt their feelings. You made them feel a certain type of way. So now they're just like, you know what? Hell no. You're going to feel this. You're going to deal with this. You're going to, yeah, this is going to be part of your life. You know, you're not, they won't let you go to sleep until the plans are, like, until they feel satisfied. You know what I mean? That's what they'll do right there. And you see, the reason that a lot of them can do that is because they don't sleep at night. You know, even if they have to get up in the morning, they will mess with you. They can keep you up late at night because they don't. A lot of narcissists don't sleep well at night. And I will say this right here. I know people will come on the video and just be like, Lee, you, what the hell are you talking about? Da-da-da-da. Look, this does not just apply to all narcissists. Some narcissists can sleep like a baby at night. And having trouble sleeping at night does not make you a narcissist, y'all. I know some people take that and just like, well, Lee, I have insomnia. Am I a narcissist? I'm an empath. I care. Like, no, it doesn't. Goose fraba. It doesn't necessarily make you a narcissist because you have trouble sleeping at night. What you do throughout the day is what makes you a narcissist. You know, what you do throughout the day is what makes you narcissistic, you know. And if you keep your partner up at night to argue and finish an argument, that doesn't necessarily make you a narcissist either. It's the intent that matters. Intentions. Intent. The real person that matters, y'all. Let me get that out of the way right now. I know people will see that and just be like, well, I don't sleep well at night. I thought I was an empath, so I'm a narcissist. No. That's not what I said. But a lot of people fall into this space where they feel like, you know, they ask me the questions like, my narcissistic ex or my narcissistic husband, my narcissistic partner, wife, whatever, they have trouble sleeping at night. Because, y'all, I know people are going to say the devil does his work at night. You know, the freaks come out at night. That's why narcissists have trouble sleeping at night. I think, just for me personally as well, because this happens to me a lot, is that our minds don't shut down. That's why it's hard for me to meditate. That's why you might get a lot of narcissists that it's hard for them to meditate, because they can't shut. We can't shut our minds down. Our minds are running a mile a minute. We're always thinking of a lot of different things. There are a lot of narcissists, including myself, that have other diagnoses as well. You know, it's just not narcissistic personality disorder that I'm diagnosed with. I also have general anxiety disorder and general anxiety disorder and depression as well. So sometimes I'm just too depressed to go to damn sleep. I feel like I'm failing. I feel like nothing is good enough. I feel like I didn't have a good enough day. I feel like I could have done more. So I can't go to sleep because I feel like I could have done more. But then you know what happens? I'll end up on the phone scrolling and then doing less. You know, I can write a little bit. I'll scroll on Twitter for 30 minutes. I just deleted Twitter last night because of this. I'll scroll on Twitter for an additional 30 minutes and I'll look at the clock. I'm like, man, I've been scrolling for 30 minutes. Oh my God, I wasted more time. So now I'm more anxious. Now I'm more depressed because I stayed up later and didn't get anything else additional accomplished. You see how that works? It's crazy how that works sometimes, y'all, within that space, because that's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. Like, damn, like we can't, you know, we struggling to do this already, but like, we didn't have a good enough. Nothing we do is good enough anyway. Like, we don't think anything that we do is good enough anyway. We're always looking for more. So no matter what we do, it would seem like it's not enough. So when we get ready to go lay down to take our peaceful slumber like a vampire, like a bat, and try to sleep upside down or something like that. you know, you got a little narcissistic bat that sleeps upside down in the closet. We can't shut our minds off. We feel like we failed. Right, we feel like we failed throughout the day. We could have done more. We didn't do enough. Even though we did everything we did, we could have a to do list full of stuff and get everything done, and still feel like we could have done something different. We forget something right before we go to bed. We forget something that's on there. Right, we forget something and add something else to the to do list. Now we feel like the whole day is ruined. So now we get depressed. Now we get anxious, and now we can't go to sleep. Eventually we fall asleep. Most of us do fall asleep, but eventually, but it's just like, it's just that constant mind running, like literally a mile a minute, a 1 minute mile. You know what I mean? Roger Bannister ran that 4 minute mile. Our minds are running 1 minute miles. We are just booking it. We are booking it. Seriously. 15 second intervals. But that's crazy how that works though, y'all. I know what people are going to say, like, believe, is there anything we can do? Well, can we clap cheeks or something like that and help them put them to sleep? You can clap cheeks with them and they still stay up, y'all. They'll be up looking at you, staring at you. I didn't clap the cheeks right. I failed in this position. Like, the mind works weird, y'all. I'm telling you. You feel like you're disappointing everybody in the world. You feel like you're disappointing not only yourself, you're disappointing everybody in the world, so you can't go to sleep. Because this is one of the signs of the depression part of it, you know? It really, really is. And again, if this sounds like you, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a narcissist. Y'all, I'm just telling you, I know people, this sound like me, Lee. I feel like I'm letting the world, y'all, it doesn't necessarily make you a narcissist, but a lot of narcissists do this. That's the mindset right there. It really, really is. It's hard as hell to sleep, go to sleep at night and shut your mind off when you feel like nothing you do is good enough. Nothing anybody else did it was good enough, you know? And it just like, if you have something big the next day, or you have a stressor, a major stressor that's planned out the next day, you get so hyper-focused on failing at it, or it not being good enough, or doing your job good enough, that you can't go to sleep. So we're actively self-sabotaging ourselves by not allowing our minds to shut down and not going to sleep. So if we have something to do tomorrow that's important, now we're tired when we do it. So it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. We don't think we're going to do the task tomorrow good enough. So we stress about it and we're paranoid about it the night before, right? So we don't sleep, and then we might get an hour or two of sleep, and then we go to the job or the project the next day, and we're tired, and we do the job half-assed, you know, then we don't do the job as good enough, then we don't do the project as good enough, then we don't do the work as good enough, and then we fail at it. So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then you go home that night, right, after you failed at that project or whatever, or you didn't do good enough on it, and even if you did do good, you just feel like you could have did better. And then you get mad, and then you're like, I failed at that project. You hyper-focus on that. So now you can't go to sleep. You see, it's just like, it's hard for narcissists to let things go. It's hard for us to be content. It's hard for us to be satisfied and whatnot. It really, really is. And like I said, it has way less to do with y'all. I know the partners and the kids of narcissists, I know you're like, is there anything we can do? Yo, you can try to be there for them, but sometimes they'll start to lash out on you. They start to lash out on you. When their minds are running a mile a minute, they will take their anger and their frustration out on you, because they feel like they'll look at you. Now you're a target. You just made yourself a target. It's kind of like, what's that movie? A Quiet Place. I think it's called A Quiet Place, where the creatures attack you if you make noise. So it's just like, The narcissistic person's mind is running a mile a minute, right? And everything is quiet. And you say, "Hey, babe," and then attack you. You could have just played the quiet game and being okay. You see what I'm saying? But I know if your partner, you're a good partner, you're a good parent, you're a son, whatever. I know your daughter. I know y'all care. I know it's just coming from a place of you caring, you know? So, but it's just like your empathy, your compassion, that's when it gets turned against you right there. That's when it becomes a weapon against you. That means your compassion, your empathy kind of puts you in harm's way now. You know, it's just like trying to save somebody that's trying to unalive themselves. And then you also get unalived. Like they land on, they are like on the train tracks or something like that and refuse to move. And they're too heavy. And now you just put yourself in danger because you are you're empathetic. You care about that person. You see, I know that was bleak right there. But that's how some narcissist minds work, y'all. Like you can't move them off this topic. You can't move them off this subject. You know what I mean? Do I sleep better now that I'm in therapy? Yeah, I sleep better now because I'm able to kind of shut my mind down more because I have the ability to be more content and okay with whatever job I've done that day. Or even if I have a stressor tomorrow, I will still force myself to turn my phone off and just close my eyes until I fall asleep, you know, in the darkness, and just close my eyes and, you know, count little empaths jumping over the fence, you know, just count my little empathetic, compassionate people jumping over the fence, little narcissists jumping over the fence. Instead of sheep, we count narcissists and empaths jumping over the fence, you know, but that's how it goes though, y'all. That's what I'm telling you. This is why I know some people will take it spirit. I know some people will take it spiritual, like, lady, the reason they can't sleep because they got a devil in them, you know, the reason they can't sleep because they have the evil in them. The devil don't let them sleep. You know, God don't give sleep to God don't let the wicked sleep. So that's why they can't sleep, Lee. I know, Lee, we get it. We know you're a narcissist. Or you know, you trying to spread awareness, whatever. But like, the devil don't let them wicked bastards sleep. That's why they can't sleep. That's why they can have trouble sleeping right there. You know, but that's part of it right there. That is part of it. And like a lot of narcissists do struggle to sleep at night. It's just like, it really is like you feel like you haven't done enough. You feel like too much, the world is too much or whatever, and you end up self-fulfilling that prophecy because now you go into the next day tired, and that cycle continues, you know, unless you just pass out and get a melatonin or something like that, and then you pass out, you know, you need a sleep aid or something like that. But then you get some narcissists that drink themselves to sleep. The only way they can go to sleep is with a 12 pack or a 6 pack or something like that. But you see how that becomes an issue as well, you know, that absolutely becomes an issue as well. So it's just like, it really is a wild dynamic when you have to live with somebody like this, when you're trying to survive with somebody like this. It really, really is, y'all. Well, thank y'all for tuning in today's episode, y'all. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from you. Check out my mini courses and my support groups. Link is in the description and bio. Subscribe here as well. 5 stars on Amazon and Apple Music, Spotify. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.